We got $400 in the pot. Is that, that's what we're doing here?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
200 for the most days and 200 for the cup.
All right. Best of luck, everybody.
Beauty.
Today on the 32 Thoughts podcast, a coup. Jeff Merrick, the regular host, has been overthrown, and I'm leading this one. It is the in-season Stanley Cup. We have talked about this before on the podcast. Going back to my high school days when I was a lot thinner and I had one less bald spot. Basically, the way it works is Tampa Bay starts the year with the Stanley Cup. They are the champions. Pittsburgh plays them on opening night. If Pittsburgh beats them, or the first team to beat Tampa, they have the Stanley Cup until they lose. And whoever has the cup at the end of the regular season is your in-season Stanley Cup champion. So what we're going to do is we have three other contestants besides myself. We're all going to pick eight teams, and one of us wins the pot if our team, one of the teams we pick, has the Stanley Cup at the end of the year. But there's also a second prize, and that second prize goes to the team that has the Stanley Cup for the most days in the regular season. There are two pots to win. Someone can win them both, in theory.
Elliot, yes? This is the most Canadian thing ever. Two winners? Come on.
Well, Jeff, you always lose, so we want to give you a better chance, okay?
Oh, fair.
So here we go. Our other contenders, please welcome the regular co-host of the podcast, Jeff Merrick.
Bill Guerin, I had on the Merrick show today, and he says hello, and he says, I don't know how you do it carrying Elliot each and every podcast because he listens to everyone. So Bill Guerin sends along his best.
Well, that's why you have a show now with your name three times in it. The Jeff Merrick Show, hosted by Jeff Merrick, led by Jeff Merrick.
Still trying to get the trademark Jeff Merrick, but we'll... we'll discuss that at a later date. Continue, host Elliot.
And please welcome our other two contestants, representing Jarvis Collegiate, Dave Amber. And representing Bishop Strawn School, Carolyn Cameron.
Oh, what an honor.
Welcome aboard, guys.
Thank you. Good to be here.
Can you repeat everything? I got confused after you started talking, Elliot. I'm not even sure what we're doing.
I heard two winners.
Well, David, that's normal. You should be used to being confused by me now, so you'll just have to follow along. Okay.
I got it.
Now, before we go over, it's a snake draft, as most pools go, but before we explain the rules, what are we playing for? What are we playing for here, guys?
I don't know. How much money does everyone want to kick in?
Yeah.
100.
Not as much as Amber.
Amber just goes to the backyard and pulls some money off the tree and floats it our way. Let's let DA decide. DA, how much money?
Let's do 100. This is a full season thing.
Okay.
Got time to round up the cash.
It's never been cheaper to borrow money right now than right now, David. So you should be okay.
I'm here to win.
Take back the empties. Get the quarters under the couch. Okay, here we go. $100 each.
I just want to say, I'm happy to take Jeff's money, and I'm happy to take Carolyn's money.
What?
But Dave, if I win this, in our first show of the postseason, instead of your money, I want you to introduce me by saying, thank you, O Lord, for allowing me to be in the studio with my king and liege, Elliot Friedman. Are you good with that?
Oh, man. I better not lose. You better not win.
All right, I tasked Amal with coming up with the draft order. Amal, what do you got?
Competitors, welcome to the first annual 32 Thoughts in Season Stanley Cup Challenge. For us to assign a fair and unbiased draft order, we will be hitting shuffle. Before the draft, all of you were asked to submit your favorite song of all time. David, you chose.
Ready or not?
Oh, yeah.
Seriously?
That's good.
Great song. Jeff's choice was... Love the backstory. Here's Caroline's all-time favorite...
Unafraid, I can go where life leads me. Somehow I know I'll be
didn't see that one coming. And finally, here's Elliot's go-to track.
Ever the optimist.
How fitting.
I'm feeling confident.
Now to business. All four songs have been added to a private playlist called Draft Order. The playlist has been preset to shuffle mode to keep the song choices random. So, the first song to play will represent the first overall pick, the second song will be the second pick, the third will be the third pick, and the fourth will be the final pick of the round in this traditional snake draft. Without further ado, hit shuffle.
I feel nervous.
Oh yeah, Real Statics, baby.
Oh,
yeah, that's right.
Jeff Merrick has first and eighth picks.
So don't I start then with Tampa as the defending Stanley Cup champions? They start with the cup, so that's my first pick, correct? Like that's already been made for me.
No, you can pick whoever you want. You don't have to pick Tampa.
No.
I'll make it easy. I'll take Tampa.
Okay. They're going to go 82-0. This is going to stink. All right.
Ready or not, here I come. You can't hide.
That's me, baby.
Dave Amber.
I'm going to take Colorado.
And I'm next. I'm going to take the Vegas Golden Knights.
Okay, so I have picks 4 and 5. I am taking the New York Islanders, and I said I'm going off the board. I wanted one kind of out there pick, a team I think is good that maybe people might not think is elite good, but I wanted it to be different. I am taking the Winnipeg Jets.
Hmm.
That's not an off-the-board pick. I could see the Winnipeg...
Well, would you pick them fifth in the league?
I could see it, honestly. Okay. I could see the Winnipeg Jets winning the Stanley Cup this year. They might be the best team in Canada.
All right. Then maybe I am not so smart.
That's a hot take right there.
I like what Cheval Dayoff did with the blue line.
All right, Carolyn, you're up.
Go, CeCe.
I am going to take the New York Rangers.
Okay.
You're such a hipster, CeCe. Go with the Big Apple team.
See, I don't know. I don't know if I'm just like, I'm trying to have a plan here, but I feel like it doesn't really matter.
If you know anything about this podcast, there is no plan.
Okay.
Just go for it.
What was the tagline last year? Talking out of our butts?
Yes.
Yeah, that has a nice ring to it.
Yeah.
Amber.
This might shock a few people. I'm going to take Vancouver.
I like that.
Did you bet the plus 2,000? I'm winning the division.
Plus 2,200, yes. I have Vancouver.
Is that what it is?
Vancouver plus 2,200 to win the Pacific Division.
What did you put down, like $3?
I'm not getting into that, but I don't know. I like what they've done this offseason. Maybe I'm alone on that. I don't know.
Merrick, you got two picks.
All right, I got two picks. So my first one, so I've gone to the Atlantic once with the Tampa Bay Lightning defending Stanley Cup champion. That's the easy one. Let's go with, I mean, CeCe went with the hipster pick, the New York Rangers, emerging team, blah, 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 blah. And that's probably where I would have gone at this point, to be honest with you. I will stay in the Metro, and I will take the team that used to be the ultimate hipster pick that everyone has bit on. And eventually, they're probably going to hit it, so why not this year? I'll take the Carolina Hurricanes.
It's a good pick.
And then with my second choice, here's what I'm thinking. My thought on this one is, it's whoever's left with the cup at the end. So there are always teams that bow out around trade deadline, and the pressure's off, and they go on a little bit of a winning streak and wreck their lottery odds. I'm going to go off the board. I'm going to take the Detroit Red Wings.
Strategic. That's a lot of thinking going on there.
Steve Yzerman.
Yeah, that's too much thinking.
I know, yeah. Got my thinking toque on, DA.
It's nice, Jeff, that you actually for once thought before you started the podcast. Dave?
I'm going to simplify things, and I'm going to take my talents to South Beach. I'm going with the Florida Panthers.
Surprised it took that long, actually, for someone to take them.
They're a big hipster pick this year. There's no question about that. CeCe?
Do you think this is a hipster pick? I'm just going through the Metro, and I'm going to take the Philadelphia Flyers.
She loves the new defense.
Yeah.
That's who I was going to take next.
They're going to rebound. Carter Hart's coming back.
I'm going to take the Dallas Stars, and my second pick, I'm going to take the Boston Bruins. Carolyn, you're up.
I am. Actually, I guess I should look in the West. I am going to take the Seattle Kraken.
Wow.
Speaking of hipster, come on. By the way, on Tuesday night, what did you guys think of those Seattle whites?
I loved them.
They look dynamite.
There's only one thing about them. That shade of blue looks like when your printer is running out of blue ink. That's the color it is. That's the only thing about it that I didn't dig.
I love the roads. I love the homes. I think they did a great job.
I'm with you. Just that shade of blue. It's like, the printer's out of blue ink.
I agree. I like the darker blue tones on the ice.
Same, same.
It was too neon.
The fans have voted. They can't keep the shirts on the shelves. It's a winner. Amber, you're up, bud.
I'm going with the Washington Capitals. I'm always pretty hot on them. They have some concerns, obviously, and they're an older skewing team. But this is, you know, Jeff mentioned trade deadline and teams that would be sellers. Well, they certainly, I imagine, under any circumstance will be buyers, knowing, you know, where their key players and their nucleus is. So I'm go with Washington and assume they're going to do some big things.
All right, Jeff, make your first pick, and then we'll do a quick reset so everybody knows who everybody's got.
I was going to take Katzer on this point, but that is now off the board. I can't believe the Edmonton Oilers are still available, so let's take them, Merrick. Edmonton Oilers.
So Jeff making that pick, heading into round five, his teams are Tampa, Carolina, Detroit, and Edmonton. DA's got Colorado, Vancouver, Florida, and Washington. Carolyn's got Vegas, the Rangers, Philadelphia, and Seattle. I've got the Islanders, Winnipeg, Dallas, and Boston.
You're going to end up fourth.
That all sounds terrible.
No one at this point, no one likes any of their teams. Like, what? Did I really do that?
I am willing to make trades. Okay. So, Jeff, let's start round five.
Let me go back to the Central. Let me grab some Minnesota Wild. I know they got some pain coming up in a couple of years with their cap. Right now, it's an exciting team. That line with Zuccarello and Joel Eriksson-Ek and Kirill Kaprizov look real good. A heavy second line. Defense looks good even without Suter and two good goaltenders. I'll take some Minnesota Wild. Action, please.
Dave Amber.
There are few teams that have succeeded more in the regular season in the last 5 years than the Toronto Maple Leafs. So they're going to be my pick. Round five, I'm taking the Leafs.
You know, I have to say this. There is nobody at Sportsnet who sweats more in Canadian team games than Dave Amber. This is the greatest thing that has happened to all of us. To see that he's going to be sweating even more, that he has money on Vancouver and Toronto this year. Excellent.
I was going to say, it sounded like you were talking your way into that pick, Amber. Like, I thought you were going to say, so for that reason, I am not taking it.
In the back of his mind, Cece, he's thinking, it's the passion that pays us all. It's the passion that pays us all.
So there's two things, just to recap this too. There's two things. It's who ends the year with the cup, but it's also a cumulative.
Who has the most days with the cup?
Yeah.
Days.
Are you still talking your way into it?
Yeah, I'm still working my way
okay.
through this.
Okay, yeah. Just whatever you need, we're here to listen.
This is like Dave's at his therapist, talking himself into taking the Toronto Maple Leafs.
We're going to be doing our trade deadline show, and Dave's going to be like, so let me get this straight. It's who ends the season with the cup and how many days.
I am lying on a couch right now.
Dave, are you going to have a scoreboard days update during your shows?
You're going to have to do the math is too complicated. You're going to have to figure this out for me, Elliot.
Yeah, I'm going to hire someone to do it. CC, it's your pick.
I am going to go with Chicago.
Okay.
I have no idea how Chicago is going to do this year, just as an aside. Does anybody have a handle on Chicago? They brought in about six new players, new goalie, Seth Jones. I have no idea. Taves is back.
Fleury's going to win them some games.
Never sleep on Fleury.
And he's going to be motivated.
Yeah, and you know, Seth Jones, my goodness. So you're right though, like you don't know exactly what you're going to get with them.
I don't know.
All right, I'm going to take the Calgary Flames, and I'm going to take, because I think I like them this year to win a few more, the New Jersey Devils. Any player who comes on the podcast and gives a blunt and honest interview is worth 10 wins. Jack Hughes will single-handedly win 10 games for the Devils because of that.
So no surprise that you took Chicago, or Calgary rather, with Matthew Tkachuk, because those are the two of the bluntest interviews we heard.
That's true. I've got the all tire fire interview team going on here. I like that.
The instant headline. Let's get this out while we're at the airport before we get on the plane here, because I can't believe what Matthew Tkachuk said. Quote. All right. That's good.
CC, you're up.
Yeah, I am going to take a team that in the past I've doubted, and I've learned enough times never to doubt them, even if Crosby and Malkin are injured to start the season. Berkey's Pittsburgh Penguins.
Stole my pick.
You just want to get scoops from Berkey this year. Hey, oh, Brian, tell me what's going on.
No, that's a great... You stole my pick, CC.
That's what I do.
Berkey's only going to like one person now. CC, great.
I got news for you, Jeff. He didn't like us anyway. It's not like we had anywhere to go but down.
Oh, dude, trust me. We didn't talk for 5 years, I know.
Only five? Okay, I'm going to stay on my Canadian train, and I'm going to take the Ottawa Senators, the up-and-coming Ottawa Senators.
I was between the Pens and Sens.
So let me get this straight. Total disrespect to the Montreal Canadiens. The Stanley Cup finalists are the last pick in Canada?
I wish you hadn't said that. I have them highlighted here waiting for my next pick. Now everyone is reminded they're on the board.
Yeah, that was four people before you. I don't think you were getting them. But I don't mind that you got ruined because you're picking before me. So I completely don't mind spoiling that pick. Wow. Get ready for the Twitter storms from the Canadiens fans when they hear this podcast and speak of the total disrespect handed the defending Stanley Cup finalists.
Elliot, you took Detroit with your first pick, didn't you?
No, Jeff did.
I did. I took Detroit with my third
pick. He took the first overall, Dave.
Amber, way to take the Leafs over the Habs.
That's the narrative that's going to come out of this.
Yeah.
Everybody hates the Canadians, but Dave more than most. That's just the way it is. Everybody remember that. All right, Merrick, you got two picks.
To me, it's between a couple of teams here. I'm going to go with St. Louis Blues. Not that I love them necessarily, but from the teams that are remaining. Yeah, I'll take St. Louis. I'll take St. Louis Blues.
Okay.
With one, my second pick will be Los Angeles Kings.
DA,
is Tampa taken? You know, whenever you do a pool, there's always that inevitable, that one person who, you know, you're in round 15 of a NFL fantasy draft and they're like, Tom Brady, is he available? Aaron Rodgers?
No, I got a better one for you, okay? So I know you're a baseball guy.
Hang on, take Toronto twice. Take Toronto twice, DA.
I know you're a baseball guy. I was in a pool once. We're doing an American League only pool. And in the fifth round, this is about 1997, okay? So you have to understand the time we're in. In the fifth round, the person has two picks back-to-back. And he goes, I can't believe they've lasted this far. Mm-hmm. I'm taking Mike Piazza and some other superstar National Leaguer. And we're looking at him and we're going, are you serious? Have you noticed that through five rounds, not a single National League player has been taken? And he's like, oh, man, I was wondering what was going on here. So that's the worst one I've ever seen.
I'm going to stick to my Canadian theme and take the Montreal Canadiens.
Come on.
Oh, kitten. Oh, too little, too late, DA.
There it is.
All right, Carolyn, you're up. We got six left.
Okay, so can we just confirm what six teams are left?
Sure. My list has Nashville, Buffalo, Columbus, Arizona, San Jose, and Anaheim.
That's right.
I am going to go with the Columbus Blue Jackets.
Oh, that's who. See, I ruined your Montreal pick, and now you ruined my Columbus pick. We're even.
Go with Buffalo.
I dare you. I got a question for whoever takes Buffalo.
It's a good thing that Sabres fans aren't passionate at all, Jeff, with your I dare you comment.
They'd say the same thing. They're scorned. Trust me.
Okay, the first of my two picks is Nashville. So as we go into the last round, here's everyone's teams. Jeff has Tampa Bay, Carolina, Detroit, Edmonton, Minnesota, St. Louis, LA. Dave has Colorado, Vancouver, Florida, Washington, Toronto, Ottawa, and Montreal. CC has Vegas, Rangers, Philadelphia, Seattle, Chicago, Pittsburgh, and Columbus. I've got the Islanders, Winnipeg, Dallas, Boston, Calgary, New Jersey, and Nashville. And with the first pick of the last round, I am taking San Jose. Carolyn, you're up.
Nice thing about this is I don't have to actually pick.
That's true.
That's right. Amber's the one who's really going to look bad.
I am going to take the Anaheim Ducks.
Buffalo or Arizona?
So I'm looking at the schedule because this has to be strategic.
Yeah.
And Arizona finishes the season at Minnesota, at Dallas, and versus Nashville.
Okay.
Buffalo finishes the season at Montreal, at Boston, and then home to Chicago. The enigma that is the Chicago Blackhawks. I am going to go with the Buffalo Sabres just because. That's it. Jeff, you get Arizona, buddy.
I got the Coyotes.
All right, a smoky break for our ThoughtLine partner, Montana's Barbecue and Bar. With meats prepared and smoked in-house, it's no wonder why they're Canada's home for barbecue.
Check them out, and as Elliot always says...
Try the ribs.
Yes, their ribs are smoked in-house every day until they fall off the bone. And don't forget, Montana's has all-you-can-eat ribs every Wednesday.
Head on down to Montana's Barbecue and Bar and take the All-You-Can-Eat Rib Challenge every Wednesday. Smoking good barbecue only at Montana's. Some conditions apply. Visit montanas.ca for details.
I got the oats. Everything must go. Would you like a Phil Kessel? Would you like a Clayton Keller? Everything must go. We're open for business. We're in the Shane Wright sweepstakes. Everything must go. Here's my question to you, maybe to all you guys, for the Buffalo Sabres, the A's last pick. Over, under... wins on the season for the Buffalo Sabres. Over, under 16.
You had on your show today 14, I thought.
Yeah, I've thought a little bit more about it since then, yeah.
Dave, inflation is really bad right now, so Jeff gave them two more wins.
What do you think? 16, over, under.
I'm going to say over.
I just think it's really hard to only win 16 of 82 games in a league that has a shootout.
Yeah, but the thing is, though, like, look at the lineup and look at the goaltending.
I'm also thinking, though, an Olympic year, assuming the NHL, as they have planned, goes to the Olympics. I feel like with breaks like that, you never know how it affects teams coming out afterwards. So sometimes you could even pick up a few wins there.
Mm.
Oh, man, I'm going to take the over as well, but I do it hesitantly. But we don't know how this Eichel thing's going to play out and whether they're going to get all futures or whether they're going to get some guys you can insert into their lineup. I heard Elliot and you on the show today, and you're referring to that they might be looking for all futures, right? But I'm going to take the over. You know, with all due respect, to they have Detroit in their division as well, right? You know, a team that's going to have some struggles, and they're going to catch some teams on their off nights, taking them lightly as well. So I'm going to stick with the over there.
You know, I have to say, Dave, like the other thing too, you make a good point there, is what happens if Eichel has to come back and play for Buffalo? Like, just to get his trade value up, he's going to play unbelievable.
That too. So you're taking the over as well?
I would take the over. I just think it's really hard to, like, 16 in an 82 game season in a league where you've got a shootout and a 3-on-3 overtime. Buffalo's got some guys who could be really good in 3-on-3. To me, that just seems really low.
Someone's got to take the under. I'll take the under 16.
All right, that's another $100 on that, Jeff.
I think this could be like a historically bad year.
I have a quick question. Aaron Dell was on waivers, right?
Yes.
Give me the quick Coles notes on that. What's their goaltending situation? Explain that one to me.
It looks like it's going to be Craig Anderson and Dustin Tokarski. I just heard they were really disappointed with the way Dell showed up, and he didn't play very well.
I think they want Luukkonen to be the, well, they want to be the goaltender of the future. I honestly wouldn't be surprised if at times this is a three-headed monster in net. But yeah, listen, Elliot, you and I were talking about the waiver wire on the radio show today. Like, I wouldn't be surprised if they made a waiver claim.
Yeah, I was surprised Hutchinson cleared.
Listen, you look at what Buffalo has right now in net, make the argument. You have three number three goaltenders. That's why I'm taking the under, yo. That's why I'm taking the under.
You're really making the headlines in Buffalo today. I dare you to pick the Sabres, and they have three number three goaltenders.
And I'm taking the under on 16 wins. Okay.
Let's go over these lists.
I'm distracted looking at my team being like, I don't know about this.
Okay, so Carolyn, you've got Vegas, Rangers, Philly, Seattle, Chicago, Pittsburgh, Columbus, and Anaheim. What are you thinking?
Yes.
You'll finish top four.
I'm unsure. Yeah, I'm not feeling overly confident, but I'm not highly disappointed.
See, I have to say that this pool is the most random, completely crazy pool. Having played it several times, it is the most random, completely crazy pool that you're ever going to enter. It's basically a lottery. There is almost no, I mean, I understand some of the moves that Dave and Jeff were talking about, looking at schedules, but there is almost no rhyme or reason to this thing. And you will be infuriated in the middle of the season when one of your teams loses to someone it has absolutely no business losing to. That's the best part about this.
The way I looked at it from never doing this pool is, okay, you get like your top team, obviously, which for me is Vegas. And then I was just trying to pick the teams that I really have no idea how they'll be, but I like to think that they'll be pretty good. So that's the Rangers, Flyers, and then sure, I threw Seattle in there, but more so Chicago. So those are teams I'm happy to gamble on.
If you weren't gambling, this pool would be no fun. Like making ridiculous picks in the middle, it would be no fun. So I totally support that.
Are you going to update us throughout the season? Is there going to be like, are we just going to be going back and forth so every night we know?
Who's got the cup and who's got how many days?
Oh man, this is going to get unhealthy fast.
chances are one person. I mean, there's a good chance one person wins both those things.
It happens.
Amber's going to be losing it.
So Amber, your teams are Colorado, Vancouver, Florida, Washington, Toronto, Ottawa, Montreal, and Buffalo. You have replaced Ryan Smith as Captain Canada.
I like my team. What can I tell you? I think I have a very good chance here.
Okay. Merrick, you've got Tampa, yeah. Carolina, Detroit, Edmonton, Minnesota, St. Louis, the Kings, and Arizona.
Yeah, I don't like my team. I want to trade it straight up for DAs. I like David's team. I like DAs.
Really?
All right.
I do. I like your team, DA.
Are you taking that offer?
Oh, a one for one deal?
Yeah.
Straight up.
I'll sell you my team for 125 right now.
And I've got Islanders, Winnipeg, Dallas, Boston, Calgary, New Jersey, Nashville, and San Jose. Please direct deposit at CIBC. I'll give you my account number. And Dave, remember, the saying goes like this.
Oh, Lord.
Thank you, oh, Lord, for allowing me to be in the same studio as my king, my liege, Elliot Friedman. Feel free to dress it up as you see necessary.
Oh, I'll dress it up.
Oh man. All right, guys. Well, thank you very much for your participation. Carolyn and Dave, thank you guys for agreeing on this. And I by the way, just so everyone knows, Jeff doesn't get a day or a point for Tampa having the cup at the beginning of the year.
No, that's bogus, man. I won this thing. I get one for day one.
No, you don't. They got to win.
They got to beat Pittsburgh.
If Pittsburgh beats Tampa opening night,
I get two. Like I won the draft. Like that's got to count for something.
You won the shuffle.
Yeah, this is questionable from the commissioner here after the draft telling the rules. I don't know.
Oh, don't worry. It won't be the last time I change the rules in the middle of the pool. Don't worry about that.
All right.
David?
Yeah.
Do you know there's no more Canadian division?
Like they actually have to play in like the Atlantic and the Metro and, well, not the Metro.
But see, now I'm sad. I didn't pick a Canadian team. Are trades allowed with no rules?
Bad Canadian.
Now, this is an interesting question, Carolyn, because I've never seen one of these before. But I think to make it fun, we should allow trades. However, my suggestion is, so for example, if say Jeff wants to trade Detroit and Detroit's held the cup for 5 days, I think he should keep the 5 days. Like, the other person can't get the 5 days.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. No, yeah. Accrued wins you keep. Yeah, absolutely.
Then we can make trades once the season starts.
Hey, CeCe, I'll give you Buffalo for Vegas. Seem eager to make trades.
Can I interest you in a coyote, CeCe? A coyote for a Ranger. What do you think?
I want one of your Canadian teams, Amber. I feel like such a bad Canadian.
Let's see if we can work out a deal now. Which one are you dealing, Dave?
Come on, Dave.
I'm the Brady Tkachuk of negotiators here. I'm not settling for anything. There's no hometown discount for you, CeCe. I'm sorry.
Okay, I'll talk to you in a week.
All right. Yeah, well, let's let the dust settle and we'll see where we're at.
And when Amber's at the end of October with 0 days with the cup, we'll see what deals he's got ready to make.
I am going to go bonkers. Hey, Amal, I have to ask you, whose team do you like?
Whose team do I like? Honestly, kind of Jeff's.
What? No, I don't even like, dude, I don't even like my team.
Yeah, I like Seriously. Amber's.
I like Amber's too, CeCe. I think he's got the best team.
No, Jeff's got some goody low keys in there that I'm kind of excited about. So
go Wings, go.
Say yours again, Amber.
Colorado, Vancouver, Florida, Washington, Toronto, Ottawa, Montreal, Buffalo.
Yeah, that is good.
Well, I might not get anything on the back end there, but we'll see. I mean, none of us might get anything on the back end because it's all about timing, right? There's only one cup.
Yeah, that's it.
So that's the thing. Like, it's not even about the team. It's just the schedule is going to play, dictate some of it too.
Bad teams get hot at the end, yo. Let's go. Let's go, Red Wings. Let's go, Coyotes.
That's actually something I didn't factor in. I only have two teams in the West. Like, that could screw you, right?
Yeah.
No, you could be totally shut out.
The West teams might only play West, and I only have, you know, I don't have an opportunity even to get my hands on the cup. Oh, God, what have I done? Okay, I'll trade it. I'll trade, Carolyn.
Just talked himself into it.
I need a West team for one of these Canadian teams. You think it through.
Well, I've got Seattle, Anaheim.
Chicago. Dave's not liking what you got.
Go on.
You were saying
Vegas?
I purposely didn't mention Vegas because I'm not trading Vegas.
Who's got Dallas?
I do.
Ottawa, Dallas? What do you think?
What? Oh my God. Those terms get you put in jail, Dave. Oh, man. Thanks very much, guys. We really appreciate it.
That was fun. Thanks for having us.
That was fun. Good luck to everyone, but especially me.
Go Tampa day one. Here we go.
Enjoy, guys.
All right. Thanks a lot, guys. So, Jeff, thanks a lot for allowing yourself to be usurped for this one episode. And we hope everybody enjoys it. And don't hesitate to do the pool on your own. It's a lot of fun.